Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in a very happy Friday to you. It is game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we get ready for week four of the college football season here. Got a couple of great matchups in store tonight. We'll go over whether or not Nebraska is back. And there seems to be an awful lot of people thinking that Matt Rhule and the Nebraska Cornhuskers have figured it out. They've got their quarterback. They've got their coach. They are rolling right now in one of the four matchups featuring a top 25 team against another top 25 team this week in college football. Gotta love it now that conference play begins. The non-conference part of the schedule has come and gone. Now we've got the meat and potatoes here of the schedules, and we've got a lot of great games coming up, including some games we're not used to seeing, one of those being tonight. Why are we not used to seeing it? Well, it's not every day that Stanford gets on a airplane and flies all the way across the country to Syracuse in order to open up their ACC battle. That's right, I said it, the ACC battle, as the Syracuse Orangemen now up to 9.5 point favorites here, taking on the Stanford Cardinals. This is going to be interesting watching this unfold this season. We had all said it once we learned of Cal, who also will be flying across the country to Tallahassee to take on Florida State this week. And Stanford now. We've got all of these West Coast teams, including, by the way, USC is now on the road taking on Michigan. And if people in Michigan in the Big House tomorrow look confused, it's because, yes, the last time SC actually played Michigan in Michigan was, yeah, back in the 1950s. So there is going to be a lot of newness to a lot of these games coming up that are going to mean a lot because they're now conference games. But the traveling is going to be the most interesting part, and that's what I've been looking forward to. Will it matter? Will the time travel matter to Stanford tonight? Will the time travel matter to Cal this weekend? When you're not used to playing in Central and Eastern time zones, what is USC going to do when they have to continue to travel all the way east? So there's a lot of unanswered questions that we are looking forward to getting answered here, and it starts tonight with that Stanford and Syracuse game. We are also getting ready for a whole lot of fun in Major League Baseball, as we've got plenty of games here tonight that we're going to go over. We've already seen a bunch of teams punch their tickets, including the Yankees getting it done the other day, as well as the Milwaukee Brewers as they continue to roll. The Dodgers also continued their streak. However, and we'll get to Ohtani, which was just maybe the most unbelievable single game feat that we have ever seen. The Dodgers are not sitting and just happy that they made the playoffs. Keep in mind, They're a half a game back of the Philadelphia Phillies for that number one seed in the National League, which matters. Every edge that you can possibly get in Major League Baseball matters in the postseason. And since we do have the ability to be able to get the buys and to be able to line up your staff, as you can see, it matters. Dodgers still your favorite here to win the National League. However, boy, they would like to have that that number one seed and rip it out of the grasp of the Philadelphia Phillies. So they are going to be taking on the Colorado Rockies tonight after just an unbelievable game last night by Ohtani and the Miami against Miami there. They're still talking about it in Miami. In fact, it's all that I heard on the radio today, as well as on local broadcasts. It was a epic night in Miami last night with Ohtani becoming the first 50-50 player in the history of the game. He just created his own category, and he did it by going 6-for-6 with 3 home runs. Just absolutely unbelievable what we witnessed. Haley's Comet, folks. I said it with Tiger Woods. I'll say it with Ohtani. These are the kinds of generational players that come around once in a lifetime. Enjoy it while we still can, because this is history being made. And the fun part now is at least we get to watch him play in the postseason, unlike his former teammate, Mike Trout. But while some teams have already punched their tickets, there are other teams just limping, and I mean limping, to the finish here. How about the American League? Will somebody please tell the Orioles you cannot go and lose 80% of your games down a stretch and think that you're going to do anything in the postseason? And the problem with the Orioles is that they've got to take on the team that has been playing over the last month or so maybe the best baseball in all of major leagues, the Detroit Tigers, who are also battling the Minnesota Twins for that final spot, wild card spot in the playoffs. That game coming up here over the next hour, 7:05 will be your first pitch in that one. But my goodness, I mean, the Orioles, they just can't seem to get it done. The pitching, the injuries, not good. Now, while the Orioles still sit right at the top there, at top of the wild card standings, man, the Royals are not going away anytime soon. The Minnesota Twins demoralized by the Guardians all week long, having the opportunity to be able to really control their own destiny. And instead, they continued to lose game after game after game in walk-off fashion for the Guardians as they could not hold the lead. And ultimately now they're in a battle just to make the postseason with the Detroit Tigers, and the Tigers just continue to play great baseball. Young Tarik Skubal is the leader here. He is having a great, great time, great season, Cy Young season. Boy, it would be really good to get the Detroit Tigers into the postseason just to see what could happen after a season in which we thought, all right, maybe 10 more wins than what they had a year ago. Can they get to 65 wins? That would be great. Nobody had them at 80-73 right now in the final week and a half of the season, but that is exactly what they've got going on. And now Corbin Burnes on the mound for Baltimore here tonight. Listen, he has faced the Tigers already, limited them to 2 hits and 1 walk, 7 shutout innings. Saturday when the Orioles did win in Detroit, but my goodness, they need to put it together in a big way at Camden. 7.5 is that total. That's one we're going to keep an eye on as Corbin Burnes. Say what you want, but he has been hit far too hard for me over the last month of the season to trust that kind of low total in this one tonight. So that is a game we're going to keep an eye on. We're also games that matter. We're going to be keeping an eye on the Phillies and the Mets. Does it get any bigger than this? Is anybody hotter right now than the New York Mets? They can actually lose their best player and still score double-digit runs in games and pretend as if he didn't matter. Peterson on the mound tonight at home at Citi Field for the Mets, taking on Sanchez for the Phillies. who's not somebody I would ever want to back on the road.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
But the Phillies are just playing as mediocre as possible, and they have done that all after the All-Star break, which is why instead of running away and locking up that automatic buy in the number one seed in the National League, they are now battling with the Dodgers here, just a half game up on them. That is a game we are certainly going to talk more about. We got much more going on here as Game Time Decisions on a Friday continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Friday to you as we're chugging along in the month of September, the 20th already, and we are in the final stretch of the Major League Baseball regular season. Still much to be determined for postseason status. And, of course, we get an extra team in each league this year in the postseason, which means there is some value in locking down the best record in both divisions here, which is really still up for grabs in the American League. The Yankees trying to solidify that. The Guardians are trying to chase them down. And in the National League, the Phillies, who should have run away with it, unfortunately, have not been playing their best baseball. And the Dodgers are on their heels as we welcome in our good friend George Kurtz here tonight. As I can't believe it here, Kurtz, almost 162-game season in the books. Plenty more still to be decided. But it's kind of interesting. I mean, in years past, just making the postseason, we probably could have counted on some of these teams packing it in and just waiting for, you know, the postseason to start. But, yeah, having that number one seed, having the bye, being able to set up your rotations, going up against some of these wild card teams – there is still a lot to be decided here over the next week or so, and it starts with the Phillies and the Mets here tonight getting ready to go because the Mets playing the best baseball of the season right now, and the Phillies, I don't even know how they didn't lock this number one seed up already with how ridiculous they were to start the season.
You think about the New York Mets, last 20 games, they're 16-4. They, for the first time in team history, they've scored double-digit runs in three straight games. And remember, at least the last three straight games, that's without Francisco Lindor, the MVP candidate, right? He's out with a back injury. I don't think he's back tonight either here. So the Mets are a pretty good story here. And tonight, listen, it's Sanchez versus Peterson. I know Peterson hasn't been that great. And Peterson's done a great job, Joe, of pitching out of trouble. Because whatever you look about the game, it's runners on first and second and one out. You know, whenever he's pitching. Yep. But he wiggles out of it game in and game out here. Sanchez is going for Philadelphia. You're getting even money with the Mets. I mean, it's kind of hard to pass that up. And also, 7.5 runs. I mean, that's your over-under here. And, you know, it's used toward, to the under, not the over here. I'm going to go with the Mets and the over.
I don't know how you – if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, is that really a train we want to get in front of right now, Kurtz? I don't think so. I can make the same argument for Detroit. Like, do I really want to step in front of the Detroit train right now? Young team. And I think having AJ Hinch as the manager is huge at this point for such a young team, Kurtz, because they always say, right, in 162-game season, teams kind of take on that persona of the manager, a guy that's been there, that's done this, really has these young guys believing. If you'd have told me Detroit a month ago would be 80-73 and an opportunity to make the postseason, I'd have laughed. But Baltimore's a train wreck, Kurtz. Why should we trust even Corbin Burns on the mound tonight?
You said the most important thing there. Baltimore, I mean, you talk about a train wreck, a dumpster fire. They're having all sorts of problems. I mean, listen, we don't know much about Tyler Holton, right? He's going to pitch for – he's the starting pitcher for Detroit tonight. And I'll be honest with you, no clue. And I don't know how the young Tigers, how they're going to play in what is now – I guess not a pennant race, but it's a race for the playoff spot, right? So how are they going to handle that against all in Baltimore? And Baltimore, by the way, we know they're going to make the playoffs, but they're still alive to win the American League East. I know they're four games behind the Yankees, but they do play the Yankees for three games next week. Plus, the Yankees are in Oakland. And anybody who's a Yankee fan knows the Yankees in Oakland, that's a house of horrors for the Yankees. They don't generally play all that well there. So they're not dead here. I wanted to bet Detroit tonight. I truly did. They're the hotter team, a team that's playing better. But Burns is a problem. He's pitched well. I wouldn't say he's pitched, you know, number one starting pitcher grade of late here. I kind of still like the Orioles tonight, but not enough to make any kind of just a small little wager on the O's.
6-1 in their last seven road games, Detroit. And I think that's a big thing, too, is to know that this young team is winning on the road. And it's kind of hard to believe that they are even in this spot, but they are certainly believing that they can get it done. Can you believe what the Guardians did to the Twins over this four-game set? If you got to be sick to your stomach if you're the Twins, knowing that when you went into that series, Kurtz, you kind of controlled your own destiny. And then what did you do? Well, you watched the Guardians just walk off game after game after game. Now they got to go on the road, take on the Red Sox, who got, they got nothing going on, but would love to play spoiler at Fenway. Can you trust the Twins to bounce back here?
No, but I don't trust the Red Sox either. All right, that's the problem. I don't trust either one of these teams. If Minnesota would have been a more popular team, we'd be all over them for their collapse, right? Because they haven't played well over a month now. But instead, we're talking Baltimore instead, right? Because they're the team that we expected to go further or do more damage this year. But Minnesota's falling apart too. You know, now they've got injuries. I know Correa's back. Buxton's in the lineup. Buxton's out of the lineup. You know, they have their own issues there. Boston. It seems like that last hurrah was Yankee Stadium last weekend, right? Then the whatever game they choked, like Judge at the Grand Slam, that seemed to zap everything out of them. That was their last thing. The last hurrah, we lost, we're done, that sort of thing. I'm going to go with the team that needs to win, and that's Minnesota, all right? But do I feel confident in this? No, I do not here. But I'll take the Twins, and I'm going to go the over as well.
Ooh, going with the over as well. All right, so – if you don't like those two teams, there's no way you can't trust the Braves, right? Oh, who are we kidding? Even in Miami, where history was made last night, Kurtz, which is great. They're still talking about it here in Miami, but there's no reason why they can't beat Atlanta and make their life miserable once again.
They shouldn't be beating anybody after the All-Star, after the trade deadline. They traded everybody away, but they've had an interesting second half here. Ozzie Albies is back for Atlanta tonight. He was activated off the IL, whatever that's worth here. I think I heard he's only going to bat right-handed. I don't know if that's still a thing, but that's strange. You're back off the IL, but you can't bat lefty. Oh, geez, you're not at full strength here. There's no way I'm betting the Braves at 2-1. All right, you want to put them in a parlay? Somewhat no interesting, way. But I don't like that either. You don't know what you're going to get from the Braves game in and game out, right? They beat the Reds 2 out of 3 here. They came back to losing at the choking game 1 here. Must win for the Braves, though, because the Mets, that's a runaway train right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
They ain't losing, and the Braves already find themselves on the outside looking in. A couple of more games of meaning tonight. We'll go over those next here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Thanks for stopping by. Joe Ranieri alongside George Kurtz here as we're getting ready for the final stretch here of the Major League Baseball regular season. Still got plenty of games of value here tonight that we're going over. Let's talk about a couple of games on the little bit later slate. I'll start with the Royals. They're at home taking on the Giants here, Kurtz. 8.5 as a total in this one. I mean, you tell me, are the Royals, who seem firmly right there in the middle, that they're going to be holding on to that number two spot there. But what do you think here at home? Walker going up against Black here tonight.
Yeah, Giants played a little bit of spoiler this week, right? Took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore. Almost had the sweep there, which I thought they would get with Logan Webb on the mound. Didn't quite happen. But as a Yankee fan, I'm glad they take the 2 out of 3 there. I think Kansas City wins the game. Their offense has been a little bit inconsistent without Pasquantino, who's out with a thumb injury, of course. I mean, it seems like if Witt, you know, is not getting 3 hits and, you know, Salvador Perez has got a big hit or two, they don't score much here. I'm not laying minus 196. I'm not going to do it. I'm not laying 2 to 1 here. I am probably going to take even the run line, plus 106. That's all I'm getting to win by 2 runs here. I don't like that all that much either, but that's where I'm leaning, the run line with the Royals.
Yeah, I'm with you here. And I also like Walker in the first 5 because nobody can seem to hit his changeup. So he has been a first 5 machine. I think he's going to be pretty hard to hit in this one, too. So early and often, I think, for Kansas City. What do we do with Zach Gallen on the road taking on Colin Ray of Milwaukee? Gallen has not been a guy that you want to back on the road. He is their ace, but not good on the road here. But Colin Ray is just, are we getting runs here? What are we doing this game?
Yeah, what you said about Gallen, and Gallen hasn't been that guy from last year either, right? The Cy Young guy from last year. He hasn't been average. He's been better than average, but not great. And on the road, he's been really average at best here. So that's where I'm leaning, what you just mentioned. I'm going to go the over in this game, 8.5. We're only laying minus 108 as of right now. I think we're going to get runs scored here. It's in Milwaukee. You hit his ballpark. Both these teams can mash. I believe the Arizona Diamondbacks are a top 3 run-scoring team in all of baseball, right? And the Brewers have been much better offensively than I expect them to be this entire season, which is no longer a small sample size, obviously. So I like the over in this game more than any other play. As for the game itself, I probably lean towards the Brewers because you're going to give me plus money or plus 112. I think it's pretty much an even game here. I don't think Gallen gives the Diamondbacks all that much an edge here, but I am probably not going to bet it. Give me the over.
Yeah, I believe Lourdes Gurriel, too, back from the IL for Arizona. So they're getting a little healthier. I don't think Milwaukee at this point, they got the title. I don't know how far they're going to be willing to push that envelope. This is must-win territory for Arizona. I don't know that they're going to catch the Padres, who have a game here tonight against the White Sox. And you got to go, well, how in the world is this going to be a game? Well, you got Crochet on the mound for the White Sox, but he's only going to be good for 60 pitches. Can he get through 6 innings and 60? Probably not against this team, which means the bullpen comes in, which means all bets are off when it comes to lower scoring games. But that total, 7, what are we doing there?
They're begging you to take the over, right? And if you're going to take
the over,
I don't really have an issue with it, but I think you want to wait on the over. Because I think it's always going to be lower. I think it's going to be an in-game over. Because as you just said, Crochet will pitch fine. 6 innings? Boy, if he goes 5, I'd be surprised. I'm thinking 4+, right? He goes into the fifth inning, gets an out or two, and then he hits his inning, his pitch limit, and that's it. They're taking him out. Then they can, you can mash on the bullpen there. So I think it's going to be an in-game over, because I think we'll get it down to 5.5 or something silly like that, and then we can smash it there. If you want to hit the pregame over, I don't mind that either, but then you're really banking on the Padres just nailing that bullpen, which I think they'll do, by the way. I think they'll kill the bullpen here. The White Sox have blown so many leads this year. And by the way, it's another opportunity. I'm certainly not taking the Padres at minus 275, and I don't love the run line either, but maybe the White Sox can score first, and then we get a much better number. And once again, in-game, we can hit that as well.
So we talked about the Dodgers still chasing that number one seed, that number one spot, catching the Phillies. But after a night like last night, they're in Colorado tonight taking on the one guy that can pitch at Coors Field and Kyle Freeland. What do we do here? Do we trust the Dodgers to keep it rolling?
You know, do they celebrate a little bit too much yesterday with the Ohtani thing? Not that they were having champagne or anything there. They're tied with the Phillies, right? Same record here. So, yeah, I think they take the game seriously. I think they win. I don't think it's a blowout here. I think Philly will pitch decent, but the Dodgers win tonight.
It's a big number to lay there. Might be an over kind of night there as well. George, enjoy the games here, my man. Postseason will be here before we know it. Game time decisions will be back next year on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready for some postseason baseball here. Regular season winding down. Week four of the college football season started last night in a whooping by South Alabama over App State. We've got three more games here tonight, which are going to be interesting. And all of that will lead us into week three, full slate Sunday in the NFL. Brady Cannon, no doubt, sharpening his number two pencil, ready to roll here in what is going to be a fantastic week. Now, Brady, you and I talked earlier in the week, and I said, I'm holding my nose. I'm doing it. I'm taking the Jets and Survivor. It's either going to be a fantastic weekend where I don't have to sweat anything else and hope for chaos, or I am going to probably, you will never see me again. So things worked out last night.
You'll be coming to Circa with me. You'll be coming to Circa with me for empathy weekend or whatever, a couple free nights. But the Jets got it done for you, man, and I was thinking about you, and that was a great pick. This team looks like it's starting to find their stride.
Well, thank God. You had a 49-year-old quarterback. You don't know what you're going to get week to week. But we do have a lot of very interesting dogs this week. Now, a lot has been made about how the dogs have been. The public is getting crushed. Public bets favorites. Favorites haven't been doing great. So does that continue through week three here, in your opinion? And what are some of these dogs you're looking at?
Well, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if the favorites dominated the card. I just hope I'm on the right dogs, because you do expect that type of thing to flip. You know, it's been so underdog dominated for the first 2 weeks. Typically, the market corrects itself and things will start to shift. Now, will it happen this week? I'm not sure. You expect to see that shift, you know, probably more gradual, if anything. I just hope I'm on the right dogs this week. A lot of home dogs this week. I did play the Denver Broncos, and, you know, just before I came on here in the last half hour or so, I got the Broncos +7 earlier in the week. It dropped down to 6.5. But like I say, just in the half hour or last hour or so, I've seen some sixes pop up. So more love for the Denver Broncos. And this game worries me. I think if you can get the full 7, I feel pretty good about that bet. I think Sean Payton's crew will hang for at least the first half here. But then you get this offense that has had just so many three and outs. Is that defense going to be able to sustain in the second half, in the humidity, whatever kind of weather they're having there? You're not too far away from Tampa yourself there, Joe. That could be tough. But my first reaction to this game, I made the number 4.5. I couldn't believe, are we giving the Buccaneers too much love here too early? you know, off of a win over the Detroit Lions, making them a 6.5, 7-point favorite. And you look at Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos, they've played a couple of pretty darn good defenses in Seattle and Pittsburgh, what looks to be a really good defense. And maybe Tampa Bay's a really good defense, too. They just held the Lions in check. I don't know yet. I just felt that jumping out to a full 7-point favorite, and I wouldn't feel too bad about taking 6.5. It's continuing to come down now. I maybe have missed the best of it at this point. We'll see where it ends up. But the second half worries me for Denver. They can't continue to sputter on offense if they want to stay within the number in Tampa.
Yeah, I it was funny, too. You looked at the side. I went with the total in that game, and I went over, got it at, I think, 39.5. It's up to 41 now. Too many injuries on both defenses. They are not the thing points are going to be scored. And I think the more points that are scored, that means that Denver's finally put it together there, Brady. So I'm with you there. I think Denver is the side. Wouldn't shock me if they win this thing outright. And I wouldn't shock me if this thing flies over the total here. But the story of the week, of course, was the benching of Bryce Young. And you got to go, well, what the hell took him so long? But fascinating storyline here with the Raiders now taking on the Panthers. You could have got him, what, 7, Brady? 6.5, 7? They make the announcement. I think it's hovering around, what, 5.5 now? Is it worth a play?
Well, what's interesting is early on Friday morning, we saw the steam roll in on the Las Vegas Raiders. The wise guys hammered the Raiders and brought this number back to 6. You're right. The look ahead was like 7.5. It was announced that Dalton was going to come in at quarterback. It dropped down to 5.5, dropped down to 5. And then early on Friday, the wise guys get involved and bounce it back up to 6. I mean, how wise are you? How wise a guy are you if you're laying 6 points with the Raiders? You know, I that just doesn't seem right in any world. Now, I understand they're taking on the Panthers. It was one of your guys at Wager Talk, our friend Ralph Michaels, put out a great graphic on Twitter. 0-2 teams that are on the road following up a home game, and this is like a 140-plus game sample size, are hitting at 65%. And that's exactly the situation that the Denver Broncos are in, an 0-2 team on the road following a home game, and the Carolina Panthers, an 0-2 team on the road following a home game. So I think the situation, it makes sense. Those are desperate teams, and sometimes it's good to get away from home where you're under the spotlight. You feel the pressure of your fans and your city wanting you to perform. Sometimes it's good, I think, to get away. The Raiders do not have a tremendous home field advantage at all. Unfortunately, as a Las Vegas resident, you know, that's unfortunate. But the fact is, people come here to see their team, to hang out. They just have not had that overwhelming force at Allegiant Stadium. And we're talking about the Las Vegas Raiders. This has not been a great team. They were held to 10 points in week 1. They were held for 3.5 quarters against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore last week before that offense woke up. And I think this Panthers team will be inspired by the change at quarterback. I think this game has a great chance to go over the total. The Carolina Panthers are not getting good pressure on the quarterback. Minshew's been very good. And I think Andy Dalton, Adam Thielen, this running game, I think they will be in. I think you talk about Denver possibly winning outright. I think Carolina could win this game outright. I don't agree with this move to 6. I think this will probably be a game that features points, and it'll end up close in the end.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't shock. A lot of head fakes in the marketplace in the first 2 weeks in the NFL. I would expect more of that before kickoff on Sunday. And then, of course, I guess this next play, you either believe in what you're seeing with New Orleans, or you think it's about to, the facade is about to get blown up here. You're thinking they're not nearly as good as they have appeared.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an age-old thing in the NFL. When you get a team that puts multiple weeks together of 40-plus points, that typically comes crashing down. I don't know if it's going to happen here. They have an opponent that has been a sieve defensively in the Philadelphia Eagles. But you wonder, will that Saints party, you know, slow down a little bit? And also about this line adjustment. If Saquon Barkley catches the ball or Sirianni decides to run it, there's a whole different storyline here, and this is probably not a 2.5 or 3-point game. The Eagles on the look ahead were 3-point favorites. I make them a 1-point favorite in this game. Now, they're going to have to hold up defensively. You're going to have to rely on the Saints coming back down to earth a little bit here. I think we probably get a pretty good contest. This might be another game that flies over the total. This is a tough one, and I could understand absolutely people taking the Saints laying 2.5. I personally took the Eagles getting 3. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm with you on the total. And I especially think early in that game, I would expect both offenses, the scripted portion of that, to be fun. So any sort of first half over would not shock me if we get into a shootout. But the Eagles got Vic Fangio. Now's the time to figure it out. Brady Cannon, always a pleasure, man. Exactly. We'll be back. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. We've got Major League Baseball closing out its regular season over the next week or so. Still much to be determined, as we've got a lot of teams getting ready to battle here for the postseason. And that's kind of exactly what Major League Baseball was hoping for when they added the extra teams and the new format. And we have got meaningful games in the final week or so of the season. And, you know, everyone loves urgency, including Joe Maddon, who is no doubt ready to see some of these teams. And it makes for, at least usually with the end of the regular season, you had way more teams that were already out of it, had nothing to go for. This year, we got a lot going here, Joe. We got a lot of these teams here. Even if you're out of it, you might be playing a team that's very much in it. You can play spoiler. So Major League Baseball has got a little something going on, and you don't have to look much further than that Orioles-Tigers game coming up, where two teams with something to go head-to-head for here. What are you looking at in that one with Corbin Burns on the mound?
I love this one here because I think the Tigers have the opportunity of pulling off the win. This team is playing so strong, and we look at Herter coming out here for them, and I'm expecting a lot out of him on the mound today. I think the Tigers have all the value at plus 140. Joe, like you said, this team is really playing for something, and they've been so strong versus right-handed pitchers. I can't trust Corbin Burns coming out here for the Baltimore Orioles. He hasn't looked as strong as I would have expected him in the second half of the season. So I'm all over the Tigers in this one at plus 140. I can't say no. I actually thought this would have been a game that was a lot closer on those lines. And I was shocked because the Orioles, let's not joke ourselves, offensively, this team hasn't been able to get a lot of rhythm going. So I think the Tigers can pull this one off, give me them straight up on the money line.
I agree here. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, they've only won 3 of their last 11 games, the Orioles. My goodness, they are melting quickly. And I love the fact, by the way, that you're looking at this game here and you're saying, I don't know how you rebound if you're the Twins, Joe. I really don't. Yeah, it's bad enough you lost to the Guardians, but how you lost to the Guardians in multiple days, it's got to be Red Sox or not here, right?
It is. It absolutely is for me as well. I love a home dog, and you've got a short price here on the Boston Red Sox at minus 102. They won 2 of their last 3 games at home. They've been strong, and you're right, the Twins have been struggling out there. Now, I do think this is one, though, that you look at a lower scoring game. Joe, I'm not seeing a lot of runs come in this. The under 8.5 coming in at minus 115. We're expecting some winds blowing in this one and some weather conditions. We should have some rain out there. I just can't trust the Twins. You look at the Twins, they've lost 6 of their last 7 on the road, and they're coming in as a favorite. I'm not going to lay juice on this team here. I'd rather take a chance on the Boston Red Sox here at home at minus 102. I think it's a really solid way to go in this game.
I love the way you're looking at that there. Yeah, keep an eye on the weather there at Fenway. Listen, there are some trains I don't want to get in front of, Joe, and the Mets is one of those trains. You got to be absolutely crazy, even against the Phillies at Citi Field. What are you looking at in this one?
Joe, you know, when I first saw this line, I checked it like 20 times. I was like, how are we getting such a good price here on the Mets versus the Phillies? Peterson coming out here for the Mets. He's been strong. 20th start here, 9-2 on the season. He's 4-1 in those home starts with a 2.82 ERA. We can trust him here at home, and we know, we've learned, we can trust this Mets lineup here versus the Phillies, and Chad Sanchez getting the start. Sanchez has not been strong on the road. That road record, he's 3-6, and that ERA is over 5. It's a 5.13. I do think the Mets at this price is the only way I can look in this game, but I do think Sanchez can come out strong to start as well. The Nerfy in this one coming in at -138, so you are laying juice, but I think it's worth a look at that Nerfy. But the Mets, come on, -106. They've won Peterson's last 6 starts as well. I just can't look any other way, Joe.
I'm with you here. And it's kind of hard. You just got to tip your cap to what the Mets have done here down the stretch. What, 16-4, Joe? You can't get in front of that. At that price, you almost have to pay it here. What are we doing with the Mariners? Are you, they're not dead, but really, are they alive here, Joe? Are we at all?
Sort of.
Yeah, I know.
You know, this team really needs to get this win tonight, and versus Texas Rangers and DeGrom coming out here, they have the ability to, but George Kirby is going to has to play his A game. I don't know if he can stay in this game long enough, Joe. That outs is 17.5. I did ride it to the under, but I think we've got a competitive game here. We've got a total of 7 between these two, and any mistakes, this one's going to go over that total. With George Kirby, I just think this lineup, the Texas Ranger, just saw him last week. I think they'll have the upper hand out of him. And he's going to have a short day. And we know the Seattle Mariners, I think the Texas Rangers will be able to get to the bullpen. I think this is really tight on the number. We could get the push at 7-4-3 style game, but I think it's better to take this one over than under. I see more like 8 or 9 runs coming in this one. So I'm going to take it to the over 7. In this one, I just look here at that bullpen, 2 of Texas. That bullpen has a 4.69 ERA. So I can't limit even the Seattle Mariners offense here that needs this win.
It's kind of crazy. We've got the Royals need to keep winning, too, at home against the Giants. You buying the Royals tonight?
Heck yeah. This is one of the best offenses at home, Joe. You look here at Mason Black coming out for the San Francisco Giants. We can't trust him. That ERA is over 7 in the Royals at home. So phenomenally strong. I'm ulting their team total over 5.5 runs to get plus money in this one. And then I'm going to look at Bobby Witt Jr. You can look at Bobby Witt Jr. For the home run. +430. You can also look at the Royals just over the 4.5 at -120. The alt does give you plus money, though. I think they get 6 runs in this game tonight, Joe.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They have been great at home. All right, don't go anywhere. A couple more games still to get to here with Joe Maddon as Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What are we going to do with them tonight?
Yeah, the Astros can't let any game slip, Joe, and they need this win. I think they should be able to get those runs on the board here. We look at Tyler Anderson coming out for the LA Angels, and while he's been strong on the road, I still don't trust him. Overall, he has an ERA of 3.60. I think he struggles in this one here versus Houston Astros lineup. This is such a strong lineup and a lineup that is able to get those runs on the board. I'm going to fade here Tyler Anderson for under on his outs. You can get him under 16.5 outs. That's coming in at -115. He really hasn't been able to go over this number in a lot of his starts. The last 3, he hasn't cleared it. And then I'm going to look at the Houston Astros and I'm going to look at that team total. I love their team total over the 4.5 tonight. It's at minus 122. But what I love even more is ulting this number. I'm always looking for that plus money. I do think the Houston Astros can get 6 runs. So over 5.5 runs here coming in for them at plus 142. This team has been so strong hitting off of lefties, and that's what they've got here with Tyler Anderson. I expect them to have a big night and really be strong offensively in this matchup, Joe.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And I think, of course, the big question in the late game is, what are we going to get from the Dodgers? They were in Miami last night. Epic, and I mean epic, historic game by Ohtani. Now they're home taking on the pesky Rockies, who usually win at Coors. They don't generally win on the road, but it's such a unique spot. How are you looking at it here tonight?
Well, I don't think the Dodgers can have a complete letdown after what we saw last night with Ohtani and this team just completely dominating out there, Joe. So I'm going to do a couple of things. I love looking at a matchup that involves the Dodgers against a pitcher like Kyle Freeland to come out strong in that first inning. Kyle Freeland, we know his struggles on this season, and I don't think he's going to be able to stop the Dodgers in this matchup. So I'm going to look at that first inning. The yes runs in the first inning coming in at minus 115. And then the over 1.5 in the first inning coming in at plus 235. I'm expecting those runs to come hard and fast in this game. And when we look at Kyle Freeland, I would expect him to stay under on his strikeouts as well. That number coming in at 3.5 at minus 113. I don't think he's staying long enough in this game, Joe, and he's not a big strikeout pitcher to start with. So total fade here of Kyle Freeland, and I'm looking at the Dodgers to get those runs nice and early in this one.
He's such a strange dude. Like, he pitches better at Coors than he does on the road. It's usually the other way around with every other pitcher in the world, but somehow Freeland loves pitching at Coors. The problem is they're in Ches Ravine here. That was epic last night, Joe. But do the Dodgers take the number one seed? Can they catch Philadelphia, you think, when it's all said and done? Are they getting the bye after all?
I would think so, Joe. I really do think this team can catch Philadelphia here and be able to get it. You look at them, they're sitting 91-62. They know what is in stake. And yep. I think they make the huge push. You know, these teams sitting right in that same basic spot. That home record for Philly is so strong, 52-26. Mm. I would love to see the Dodgers be able to pull it out, and I think they can, Joe.
It's going to be a very interesting finish here over the last week. And the Yankees can't seem to win in Oakland, but I don't think either of us trust Baltimore, do we? I mean, Baltimore, Joe, they're going to be limping into the postseason at best, and I just don't know if there's anything they can do about it. It is not good right now with the Orioles.
Yeah, they're absolutely struggling offensively out there, and I don't understand where this regression came from for this team since the All-Star break. You know, they were so phenomenally hot, and it just seems they just can't get those runs on the board. So I don't think they'll catch the Yankees here. They're sitting 85-68. Well, the Yankees are 89-64. I think the Yankees have sealed this, Joe. It would take a miracle for the Baltimore Orioles to be able to do it.
They ain't getting any pitching back. It's it. They got to go with what they got here. But great game tonight against Detroit. That one is getting ready to come up here. Joe, thank you so very much. Best of luck with the plays. Enjoy the games. Is Game Time Decision back for another hour next on The Grid.